is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. Walmart workers, fortified with a growing number of allies in their reinvigorated Our Walmart organization, are ready to push the world's largest corporation to pay $15 an hour minimum and provide full-time employment hours for its workers. Our Walmart, which has already won a wage increase for some 500,000 Walmart workers, is on the move along with its new allies, Demos, the Restaurant Opportunity Center, Color of Change, Domestic Workers Alliance, and Jobs with Justice, among others. And they are launching a mass campaign for a $15 an hour wage for all associates and full-time hours for Walmart employees to end, as well, unfair coachings and terminations, and for
Walmart to address racial justice, women's rights, and to address climate change. We are standing up against Walmart because we are fighting for $15 an hour and 40 hours a week, said Wanda Banks, a Walmart worker from Louisiana. If I had $15 an hour and 40 hours a week, I would be able to pay off a lot of my bills. I could sleep better at night without tossing and turning, and have a granddaughter that I need to get through college, so that would help me a great deal and in an awesome way.
We're standing up to Walmart to stop retaliation against workers that speak out, said Janet Sparks, a Walmart worker from Louisiana. So now, our Walmart campaign with new partners readies to turn Black Friday into a red letter day in its fight for 15 minimum wage an hour and full-time employment for its employees.
Walmart! 5 years ago, 1,000 Walmart workers came together to launch an independent organization by and for us. We came together because we each decided that Walmart had done enough damage to us, to our communities, and to our country, that we needed to take responsibility for changing Walmart from within. Our Walmart members have risked our livelihoods, put our families on the line to change Walmart. We have told our stories, we have spoken out, we have gone on strikes, we have also engaged in acts of civil disobedience, and we fight not just for ourselves, but with and for all of us. I feel a deep sense of accomplishment. Our members, with your support, are winning change at Walmart. Together we have won a raise for 500,000 associates, which means $1 billion from Walmart into Walmart workers' hands, more hours in our schedule, extended rights for pregnant women. We have given our members the tools to better our stores and make them safer. But my coworkers and I are still struggling. Even as Walmart is profiting, even as the Walton family builds its $144 billion wealth off the work that Walmart workers are doing in their stores, my coworkers, who you will hear from, are still struggling to pay bills even after this year's raises. That's not what should be happening. Our country's largest employer, and it sets its standards. It's not the future we want for our families. It's not the future we want for this company. Our Walmart members have an incredible strength. The strength we gain from coming together makes us all stronger. Together we all, you guys inspire me. Together we all will be stronger. And together we can win 15 and full-time. Walmart is the biggest employer in the U.S., the biggest employer of women, of Black workers, of Latino workers, LGBTQ workers. All of us need Walmart to change. Changing Walmart will help address racial injustice, the deep challenges we face as women in Walmart, and the company's role in climate change. It gives me a power when we find the ability to speak. No matter how many times this company keeps knocking us down, firing us, and trying to silence us, we keep coming back stronger. Walmart is actually answering to us. Now let's ask for more. Together, we can do this.
Thank you. Thank you, Evelyn. We're here today for the Our Walmart launch, Changing Walmart Together. What's next for Our Walmart after having raised pay for 500,000 workers across the country? To all the Our Walmart members who are here in the room, you are an inspiration to me and to all of us. Our Walmart leaders, like Evelyn, are standing up to a company that is destroying the livelihoods of working families all across the country and are building an incredible organization. It's an organization inside of Walmart that is actually making substantial change. Nobody believed that this was possible. By taking direct action, by having a bottom-up, digitally savvy organizing model that has made sure that any Walmart worker has a way to get involved, to join, and to participate in the movement for change at Walmart. That's how we've won. Our network now has a reach into over 2,000 stores across the country, everywhere from Paducah, Kentucky, to a store in Idaho, to big areas like Los Angeles. In the past, we've had one organization that was our partner and many, many supporters. But what's so exciting about this moment is we are here today in real partnership with over 20 organizations who are really the leaders out in the world of making deep transformational social and economic change. And we are so excited to be here with you. And we're all here together because for our families and our communities, our struggles are interconnected. We need each other to affect the kind of change that we need to see in this world. Changing Walmart really is the most direct path to dealing with the crisis of income inequality in our country. Economic disempowerment of women, people of color in our society, and also for dealing with the catastrophic effects of climate change. 5 years ago, it was hard to imagine that that could be possible. But I think we've all learned from our Walmart members what resiliency and resolve can accomplish. Together, I believe we can accomplish the impossible. We can accomplish transforming Walmart. I'd like to invite up now Lisa Petro and Nikki Bass.
Hi, my name's Lisa Petro, and I'm from Central Florida, Winter Haven, store 968. I'm a very proud Our Walmart member. I joined Our Walmart because we need respect in our stores. Our Walmart is standing for associates everywhere, fighting for dignity, safer working conditions, full-time schedules, better health care options, and, of course, better pay. If I made $15 an hour, I'd be able to afford transportation. Right now, I walk back and forth to work early mornings and late nights, be it rain, be it shine, be it daytime, be it night. On one of these walks to work one morning on 4:30 Sunday morning a.m., I was accosted. When I went in to talk to my manager about it, asked him if I could change my availability to not have to walk alone that time of day, he told me he would cut my hours with a smile on his face. I told him I'd rather he cut my hours than somebody cut my throat. I know we can win 15 an hour, and I know Walmart is hearing us. Earlier this year, they announced the raise. We have proven we can win. I work hard. I don't want to have to rely on the government to pay my bills and cover my groceries. I tell my grandchildren to stand up to their bullies, and I think we should stand up to ours.
Venanzi from the Pico Rivera store.
Hi, Venanzi. The rehiring and not rehiring for the workers, some of the workers that were actually transferred were not members of our Walmart, and the members that we did have at Pico Rivera were not transferred. We did file with the labor board, our second. So for us, it's difficult because they're doing rehiring as we speak, but they're not calling any of the members who have spoken out or have been really active. So that tells us that Walmart is retaliating more than what they usually do. Do we think that we're going to get our jobs back? I'm very hopeful, but, you know, it's Walmart, so we don't know. But we're determined. Stand strong with our Walmart. This is just the beginning of our journey to becoming a truly independent organization. With a partnership with all of you, anything is possible. Our work ahead is strength on our foundation and becoming an organization that supports and funded for our members, an organization that can support others the way they supported us. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the support as we strive to become the financial independent organization that we will become.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jasmine Dixon. I live in Denver, Colorado, and I work at store number 3533. I started working for Walmart about 3 years ago. Eventually, I became pregnant. I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me I was high-risk pregnancy because of my asthma and other problems that I have, health issues. After doctors confirmed my pregnancy, I immediately notified my managers and asked to be switched back to day shift. My managers told me that it would take time for them to find a position for me. They didn't tell me a time frame. They just said, we don't know how long it could take. And my first thought was, okay, all these positions in a store, and there's not one single position that I could go back to. And I even offered to open up my availability. I offered anything. I'll go to wherever, as long as they can accommodate me being a pregnant woman. It was hard for me to be up all night and to also be a mom during the day while being pregnant. I asked to get a leave, and Walmart denied it. Even though my doctor had put me on bed rest because of complications with my pregnancy, I eventually just was fed up, and I just quit. I couldn't take it anymore. I was really, really sick. I couldn't even stay awake. During lunchtime, they would find me, like, sleep in the bathroom. It was just horrible. I couldn't even keep my eyes open, and they still continued to make me lift things that were too heavy for me. Eventually, I gave up hope. I didn't know what else to do. I didn't know how I was going to feed my child. I didn't know how I was going to pay for a roof over our head. After I had my baby, I was still out of work for some time because my son was hospitalized 2 times for some of the health issues that he has. I turned to Walmart to see if there was something that they could do to try to help me so that way I could keep a roof over our heads. And I'll still be able to take care of my kids. A short time later, I was rehired at another store for less pay than what I was making at my first store. So now I'm currently working in the Vision Center. I joined Respect the Bump, the Our Walmart group for pregnant women who are supporting each other and fighting for change. I joined not only to stand up for me, but for others who are afraid to stand up for respect, not only as an associate, but as a human being. Together, we have succeeded in getting Walmart to improve their pregnancy policy, but it's still not enough, and I will continue to fight for Walmart changes. Woo!
Today's a celebration, right? Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Really glad to be here. My name is Celeste Faison. I'm the Black Organizing Coordinator with National Domestic Workers Alliance, and I'm a part of Black Lives Matter in Oakland. I just really wanted to give some context as to why this moment is important for the larger movement that's happening right now for Black lives. State violence is the murder of Black and brown bodies by police and vigilantes that murder with impunity. State violence is a government giving tax breaks and incentives to major corporations that creates policies and cultivates environments that purposely disempower workers. State violence is those corporations having board members that are now elected officials. So those elected officials then passing laws to make sure that even though those corporations are doing their best to pay the workers as little as possible, they are funding elected officials to make sure that those workers don't get rights and don't have access to government programs to supplement what they need. State violence is any entity that's supported by the government that prevents a worker from being able to feed, clothe, and house themselves. State violence is the war on black people. State violence is Walmart, the largest employer of black people in this country. State violence is Walmart closing small businesses in towns, becoming the main employers of the folks in that town, and then enslaving them with poor wages and not giving health care. But let me tell you what a revolution looks like. It looks like the people in this room. It looks like Jasmine. It looks like people standing up when Jamal Crawford was killed in Walmart. Revolution is the fact that when black women in labor organize, they have a 90% success rate. So we know that the women in this room who are organizing are going to be the ones that lead us to this new economy that we're all fighting for. And for that, we are in deep gratitude and we say thank you in advance. And in Yoruba, we say ashe to that, ashe.
Ashe to that, ashe.
We know that this fight is going to be long, but we know that this fight is not just the workers of Walmart, but it's for the domestic workers that are also fighting, for the restaurant workers that are also fighting, for all the black folks who are underemployed in this country and not employed at all. So we are here to support as Black Lives Matter and as the National Domestic Workers Alliance, and we're ready for the fight.
Now we're going to talk about what's next. We know what we've done, we know where we're going, what our shared vision is, and the partners with whom we're doing it. What do we have to do to show Walmart that our Walmart is growing stronger and building for action? So Tiffany Faulkner and Becky Bond, thank you.
Workers across the country have come together and decided we want to do something a little different this year. We're not going to say what, but we definitely want to make it bigger, better, different than we have in the past. And we want Walmart to know that every worker matters, whether it's someone that just started, someone who's worked there for a long time, someone that's somewhere in the middle, whether you're a current worker or a former worker, that has stood up for the fight and has been terminated. We're going to let Walmart know that everyone matters, no matter what level they are, no matter what race they are. We are going to make a difference, and we're going to continue to fight for 15 to full time. 10 was a start, but that's not enough, and every worker matters. So we've had some time sitting in here in this room with a bunch of allies and workers, you know, planning and thinking about what we're going to do for Black Friday. And I just want to take this opportunity to acknowledge all of our allies that are in this room with us today. So right now I'm going to swing it to Becky Bond from Preda.
I'm so happy to be here with Tiffany and have just spent the day strategizing with her and the other all our Walmart workers. And the names of these allies on this list, they're not just people that are going to meetings. These are people that are going to come out, and we're going to back the our Walmart workers. We're going to be there for you. I'm here to tell you that progressives want to stand with our Walmart workers. And they're just waiting to be asked. And that's my job, and that's our job as allies. Credo, we're organizers of 3.8 million progressives across the country, and it's our job to ask them to engage in action to back up the Our Walmart members, and that's exactly what we're going to do. In the last 2.5 years, we've done this, and we're going to do more as we go forward. In the last 2.5 years, we've gathered over 650,000 signatures on behalf of Our Walmart campaigns. These are progressives from across the country. They're speaking out for higher wages, for full-time work, and for consistent schedules, and from freedom from retaliation. We're also been there for you on Black Friday, and we're going to be there for you this Black Friday. In past years, when you've been out in front of your stores, our members have been calling, thousands of them have been calling Walmart HQ, so that the people in Arkansas at HQ, they're hearing from people on the phone every time they pick up the phone, just like the manager of your store are going to see you out there every time. They look out the window. Our members are going to support you with their money to support our Walmart campaigns. And I'm here to tell you we're ready to double down. We're going to ask them to support you in the future. And that's just Credo. That's just one partner. We have a room full of allies. Your courage is so inspiring. Your work is essential. When you're going to be out there fighting this fight, we're going to have your back. We'll be there.
Thank you.
Who's Walmart?
I'm with two very strong Walmart women workers at this relaunching of the Our Walmart campaign. Venancy and Jasmine. Venancy, let's start with you. You're at the Pico Rivera store in Los Angeles, which we've heard so much about, and we still want to know what's been happening there. So tell us the story there and what's been happening now in terms of union supporters and whether they're going to get their jobs back.
Well, our store closed without us knowing. They gave us a five-hour notice. It was something that nobody expected, which was one of the stores that first went on strike, first did a sit-down, the most active in our country and the strongest when we know that Walmart is reopening their doors at the end of October, beginning of November. There's no guarantees that we're going to get our job back. We're fighting. We filed the ULP with the labor board, our second ULP for workers that are part of the organization and have not been transferred and are retaliating against them. So we know that at this point Walmart is hiring, and they have not called any of the associates that were never transferred. We just got a letter saying it's going to open, reapply, but that's not what we're asking. We're asking to be reinstated so that our time in there, we don't become a part-timer. We become a full-timer. Anybody that was part of our Walmart was basically not being called back to work, or it's being retaliated because of Walmart.
And Jasmine, you had a very moving story also. First of all, where do you work?
I work in Denver, Colorado at store number 3533.
So why don't you retell us your story? It was really powerful.
So I started at store number 2752 about 3 years ago, working as a cashier. A little bit after that, I just came to a conclusion that the money I was making wasn't enough to feed me or my son. Shortly after that, I found out I was pregnant with my second child. The doctor told me I was high-risk pregnancy and that I would need to be accommodated and I would need to stay off my feet as much as possible. I immediately notified my managers about the situation. The first thing they told me was basically there's no positions open in day shift, so there's no way that they could switch me to day shift right away. They don't know how long it's going to take. So I had a really hard time working overnight. I would fall asleep. I'd fall asleep in the bathroom. I'd fall asleep in the break room, in my car. I had a really hard time staying awake. I was really, really sick. I talked a little bit more to my manager and told her, you know, I can't do this. Something's got to give. You got to help me out here a little bit, you know. It's hard for me to work at night and still go home and be a mom to my son. A little bit after that, I was forced to take an early leave because I couldn't do it anymore. I was going through the most. My doctor told me, you know, you cannot be working overnight. You need to be sleeping, you need to be resting, and you need to stay off your feet as much as possible. They totally ignored that. They sent me on the runaround. They told me, call this number, call that number, talk to this person, talk to that person. Nobody was returning my calls. Nobody approved any of my leaves, anything. And they still basically neglected me. They basically just pushed me off, put me on the back burner. They didn't help me out with anything. So eventually, after I had my son, I was still off work for a little bit. My son was in the hospital. And I was rehired at another store. So now I work at 3533 in the Vision Center. And basically, I'm just here, you know, standing up for myself and standing up for other people.
What did you earn before this happened, or what are you earning now?
So before, I was earning $10, and now I'm at like $9.85.
And Renanzi, we've all heard about the wage increases at Walmart. Tell us what's going on there, and tell us a little bit about it from your own personal standpoint, what you were earning, what you're earning now, what people around you are doing. What do you do at the store?
I was a department manager for the deli. I was making $14.40, and that's being there for 8 years. The increase that Walmart gave, if you actually break it down, they only gave them like a 15 cents raise to a 10 cents raise, if you break it down to the way they're doing things. So they really didn't get a big raise like Walmart is putting it out there. Because if we break it down, it actually came out to like either 5 cents, 7 cents, and it's all over the internet, on Facebook, where, you know, Walmart associates are posting on Facebook where, you know, how is that possible? Why are we only getting a 7 cents raise when we work so hard for this company?
So in addition to maternity and paternity benefits, what do you want Walmart to be doing for yourself and for other, quote, associates, end quote? I love that term.
So basically, I would just want Walmart to give these pregnant women the correct accommodations that they need. Also, I would like to see some type of maternity leave pay. You know, if a woman's high-risk pregnancy, she should be able to take off and not be threatened to be fired for her attendance. I think that they should take into consideration doctor's note, and I think they should also take into consideration fathers that are dealing with high-risk pregnancies or fathers that need to take off for maternity leave also. I think dads should also get maternity leave.
And in addition to that, what do we want from Walmart in terms of wages, working conditions, union rights, and so many other things?
I think Walmart needs to realize that the cost of living has gone up and that they should raise the minimum wage on their side. So we're asking Walmart to pay their associates $15 with consistently full time, not just give them the $15 an hour and cut their hours like they usually do. So we're calling on Walmart to do the right thing for these associates, because without them and without the consumer, there is no Walmart. Our Walmart is not a union. It's an independent organization. And, you know, as much as Walmart want to say that we're a union, we're not. We're a group of associates trying to make Walmart a better place.
Okay, and also now there has been a lot of changes at our Walmart. This was a relaunch today. You want to talk about that?
We're just working on, you know, getting that 15 an hour in full time. We're working towards making some plans for Black Friday. We just want to make Walmart a better company in general. We want to make sure that they're following the pregnancy accommodations, not only for high-risk pregnancy, but also for just pregnant women in general. Also, we want to see a little bit more of sick time, hour changes. We want to see them working with single parents, single moms, single dads, working with them so that they could get the appropriate hours they need to also provide for their family and also be there to take care of their kids, pick up their kids from school, whatever the case may be.
Do you have anything to add to that, especially in terms of whether this Black Friday will be different from last year's Black Friday?
I think now that our Walmart is independent and it has its allies supporting us 100%, I think this Black Friday is going to be more amazing and more powerful, because we have surprises coming up that, you know, Walmart doesn't expect from us. And, you know, that's something that we're going to keep very uptight and secret until the day of Black Friday. And I hope everybody joins us that day. When you see the Walmart workers outside on the picket line, you know, support them. We would love for you guys to support us on Black Friday. Do not shop at Walmart. Boycott Walmart that day and show the support for the Walmart workers.
Okay, and thank you so much for talking to Venance Luna from the Plico Rivera store of Walmart in Los Angeles, and I hope we get your job back there. And we're talking to Jasmine Dixon from Denver, Colorado. Got to get out there one day. Thank you so much. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you very much for your support.
Our Walmart campaign with new partners that readies to turn Black Friday into a red letter day in its fight for $15 an hour minimum wage and full-time employment for the Walmart employees. Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.